Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. Caught me taking a sip. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat, that's C-A-T, losing her cool. Cat, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. This week, we're going to shout out some listeners there in the Upper Midwest. Our first place is Idaho Falls, Idaho. Idaho Falls has a lovely river walk, a popular recreation area with 4,000 square foot pier that overlooks the Snake River and a whole network of trails. Our other place we're going to shout out is Four Corners, Montana. Four Corners is known as the intersection of Montana Highway 84, 85, U.S. Route 191. And also the Gatlin River, a tributary of the Missouri River. They're the western part of the Four Corners. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is never in short supply here on the back porch. Lately, I've been trying to get in shape. I ran twice today. First, I ran out of beer. And then I ran out and got some more. And today, I'm just doing Modelo with a lime. It's like 100 plus degrees out here on the back porch right now, and I need a beer. Cat, what you got?
Alcohol is bad.
I am trying me a new cocktail tonight. It is from acclaimed bartender Jeffrey Morgenthal of the Pacific Standard and Sunset Room there in Portland, Oregon. It's called a Lone Ranger. It has tequila, lime juice, simple syrup, and it's topped off with some rosé sparkling wine. It's pretty tasty.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right, we're going to give you a little summertime update here in the Commonwealth of Virginia with the emphasis on common. I think we've done this the last couple of summers. When you get old, you tend to repeat yourself.
Or tell the same stories over and over.
I know. It's just summertime out here. Trying to explain it, you really can't. You have to come through here and feel it to know what I'm talking about. The last 2 months, it's just been blazing out here. This is like mid-August now. And June and July were just brutal. August is not letting up. The sun is just beating down every day and just killing everything. The yard's been browning down. Cat's been trying to water her plants and flowers, just trying to keep up.
And I have some lovely zinnias this year that I grew myself.
Now, we have been getting a touch of rain lately, but we had a dry spout for like 20-some days. And said it was just browning down out here. The humidity that, I don't know, it started the whole summer off on the wrong foot. Just day after day of nasty. It was like last year, like June was nice. We actually had a decent June. And this year, from June 1st to mid-August, what, Cat? It's just been day after day after day of just brutal. That's all you can call it.
I mean, some of my plants, they were watered and everything. They just gave up. Like, it's not worth staying alive for.
A lot of shit's been given up. I know you see, you don't see it. But since I'm a weirdo and walk around with a dog outside all the time, I'm trying to live through this shit. And there's bugs. And everybody sees dead bugs on the road, the pavement, the concrete, whatever. But I've never seen it. Like, I walk out here in the driveway, and there's bees, flies, dragonflies that just said, F it. I mean, they just sat there on the asphalt and just cooked right there on it. I've never seen it. I open the garage, and there's bugs just sitting there dead. I've seen it over and over. You know, I'm thinking the thing's going to move. So I'll go over and like, come on, dragonfly, get moving. It's like, nah, I'm done. It's over. I'd rather just die right here and live through this shit. And speaking of bugs, you know, summertime, I'm not scared of bugs.
Arachnophobia or something.
I'm sick of looking at them. Oh, we also have little black snakes in the garage right now, in case you didn't know.
Mommy,
she usually drops them in the basement. This year, they're in the garage, so I've been sweeping those out. I mean, I killed a spider the other day. This thing, it was this big black widow. I thought it was a tarantula. It was so big, I was scared to step on it. Mayflies, just out here ripping us a new one. The fly count this year, which is crazy. Oh, and we had the cicadas showed up this year. But lucky for us, they were kind of east of here.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad. Over where my mom lives, it was like, bzzz. It sounded like a generator running over there. Brutal. I don't know. You know, bitching about the heat out here, it's kind of lame because people have been hit with what, tornadoes, Ohio, a record number of those evil bastards out there.
California's starting to have wildfires again.
Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, hell, Florida got leveled.
Right.
And, you know, when they show it on the news.
I mean, there's silts digging out from Burrell or whatever there in Houston.
When they show it on the news and you see footage where somebody got hit by a tornado and you sit there and go, wow, man, I feel for those people. But just think if it was you, right? You know, you have a house, kids, maybe pets in it. It only takes a tornado minutes to turn your whole world into rubble. Hurricanes, they're popping up already within the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico. And hurricane season in the Atlantic really doesn't get popping until, what, September?
Well, I mean, they say it starts in June, but you really don't see the main action as we know it from our personal history until like August and September, right?
Yeah, the hurricanes, they really don't know what month it is and don't give a damn. So they've started their path of destruction here early already. And it just seems like each year, summer, it's getting longer and longer. Severe weather patterns just seem worse and worse. You know, don't count on your local weather team to help you out either. Me and this dog are outside most of the weekends. I can tell you what the weather is out there. Some dude in a suit and tie standing there in the AC, clicking some little button, doesn't know much. And like I said, the local affiliates we have out here need to update their radar systems. I guess when it's 95 degrees with 85% humidity, it's hard to predict what pop-up storms. We just had one, what, a minute ago?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. We've had hail out here on the back porch. What the hell? Three times so far. And I've always been fascinated by hail. How does small round pieces of ice fall from the sky when it's freaking 90 degrees? I read up on it and still couldn't figure it out. So, wow, summertime. Maybe I wouldn't be bitching about it. I'm going to tell you young cats right now. I'm going to drop this on you. I know we're two old people on the back porch, two old guys on the back porch, and summertime can't go away fast enough, in case you couldn't tell.
I know. You're sitting in there. You've got your PlayStation. What is it, up 5 now? 5 going. You got your bros over there, and you're just clicking the buttons and not really going outside.
Could care less. 10 degrees or 100.
But it's called global warming, and it sucks.
I'm not going global warming. I wasn't going there. I'm not. But something's changed. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. But what I was going to say was, I'm not dropping my vacation in the summer anymore. I'm not wasting my week. I don't give a damn if you're at the beach or not. Okay.
So we aren't going to Keeneland?
I don't know where we're going, but again, you don't know it right now, young blood. You don't know it, but down the road, you're going to see what I'm talking about. You're like, man, I'm going to start taking my vacation like in September, October and shit. That's right. When you can actually go outside and breathe. And it's summertime. It is supposed to be fun, right? Fun in the sun. Right. But damn, I mean, when it's too hot to go fishing, it's too hot to go to the pool. There's a pool up the road here and it's crickets up there. I mean, again, the older I get, the more I hate it. And I mean hate it. You know, your pets, they're not fans of it either. You definitely have to look out for the furry ones during the summer months. We got a Brittany named Raleigh, and he hates this shit. I mean, he's got a very thick coat, so he gets overheated very easily. Last couple weekends, we go for a little morning jaunt, and he's come back and hocked up in the garage. This is at 7:30 in the morning,
right?
Okay, and he's just and barfing. That's how nasty it is out here.
He and I went for a few tether runs at the beginning of the summer. That's all we could handle. After that, it's like back to the elliptical.
And it's been 2 months, and August is going to be 3 months of constant bullshit. Kat gets this magazine called Garden and Gun. Is that right?
Yes, for the proper southern.
Okay, it's okay. It advertises.
It's trying to be southern living adjacent for the new age.
Well, it must be southern rich people. Because they're like telling you
it's the southern charm crew.
They advertise places in the south, I guess. Clothes we can't afford. Like there'll be an ad for this belt buckle and it'll see like Johansson's or something, you know? Like, damn, that looks cool, Kat. Look it up, and you look it up and the belt buckle's like $1,200. But anyway, there was this little article in there by an old man named Roy Blount Jr. Sorry, Roy. Roy Blount. Maybe it's Blount. Anyway, Roy in the Gun and Garden magazine, he kind of summed up summer very well. He wrote, it's been hotter than a $2 pistol, hotter than a mile of Georgia asphalt, hotter than fish grease, hotter than four hogs and a Ford Escort. Okay, if you don't know what a Ford Escort is, look it up. I had one, so I get that joke. Oh, old dude said he went to the grocery store and the bacon was already crispy when he got home. He saw a dog chasing a cat and they were both walking. I mean, that's how brutal this summer's been. And this writer for Gun and Garden Mag, he's noticed at 82 years old that this planet, it is starting to boil. It is. Roy Blount Jr. brought up the fact that he didn't grow up with air conditioning. And Kat and I sort of remember that when we were kids. AC was not a given.
No, you would go to church and everybody would have the fan, fanning yourself, getting through the 1 hour service.
I mean, we didn't have air conditioning in our cars.
Right.
I mean, that was like a luxury.
I mean, that used to be when people would advertise for a hotel or something. It would be cool air conditioning right there in the neon lights trying to get you to go and stay at that hotel.
Yeah. Roy Jr., he finished up his article with, it's not the heat, it's the humanity. Anyway, I'm just letting you know, another summer of sucking out here. The heat, the humidity. Kat likes to bring up the dew point.
I run, and that's like a major factor in the running thing is how much suffering are you going to be put through just staying in motion?
I mean, the weather honks out here. Instead of putting up, it's going to be 92 degrees every day this week. Just put up the dew point and the humidity, and then we can figure out the rest.
Now, our local guy, Andrew, does have a guy named Dewey that he'll put up a picture of what Dewey's doing today.
Oh, whether he's sweating or not.
Right.
Yeah, well, we've been sweating every day. Anyway, back in the day, you remember everyone, you'd look forward to summer. You couldn't wait for summertime, and now we're just trying to get through it. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch.
What was that?
All right. We've got Thomas Paine, born in 1773 from Norfolk, not Virginia, Norfolk, England. Because that's where we got all our names, people, was from England. All the names of these places over here. Oh, what, from Europe and Indians, I think. The right. name of everything we have over here. All right. It seems like Thomas Paine was the forgotten founding father to me. When actually, he was the one that got the...
He was really like the PR guy.
He got the whole thing started.
Right.
The whole American Revolution, Thomas Paine got it going, stirred up the hornet's nest with a little pamphlet called Common Sense, which we could... We could use a little bit of common sense these days, I think. All right, he took dead aim at the King of England and Ireland, who was George the 1, 2, or 3. It was one of them. I think it was George the 3rd. And not everybody over here was down with Thomas Paine's views, loyalists. Even John Adams called it a load of crap. But they were outnumbered.
But what he was really good at was writing in the simplest form of language so the colonists could understand what the griping was about with England. Why are we so ticked off at them?
Right. And then he came out with 13 other writings called The American Crisis, which were also, like you said, little simple pamphlets. It wasn't right. this big book or something everybody was scared of. I don't know how to read. It was very simple. He continued to hammer the point home that it was time for us to gain our independence from England. And though Thomas Paine stirred the pot, there is little evidence of the fact that he helped draw up the Declaration of Independence.
Right. It was Passionate Works, African Slavery in America, American Crisis, The Age of Reason, The Rights of Man. I mean, that's yes. probably comes right straight to where, you know, our Bill of Rights is.
Yep. Abraham Lincoln was a fan of Thomas Paine, but he had to keep it on the down low because he was on the other side of the political spectrum.
Right.
Thomas Edison regarded him as one of the greatest Americans of all time. Thomas Paine, not afraid to speak his mind and was not afraid of the consequences. And that makes Thomas Paine one tough son of a bitch. Are we watching anything?
We are watching and just trying to find something to watch good. And I watched something just to get me going for the Olympics. And the movie is directed by George Clooney, and it was called Boys in the Boat. It's an American biographical film about the boys who were in the boat, and it starred Joel Egerton and Dua Lipa's new man, Colm Turner, who portrayed the rower Joe Rance. And there's a thing before this that I watched on American Experiences. They called it the Boys of 36, of the 1936 Olympics. And if you know anything about time, in 36, we are in the middle of the Depression. I think every day, my mother was basically born the month that the March 1932, that the Depression happened, okay? And I think a lot about my grandfather, who had 6 kids at the time and was trying to keep everybody happy with, you know, keeping food on the table and everybody fed. And Joe Rance had a really rough childhood. He was basically living out there in Washington State, you know.
Who's Joe Rance?
It's the rubber I'm talking about that was in the boys. His father had basically abandoned him at 14 and said, hey, we're going to move down south to California. You're not coming with us.
Good luck.
Good luck, you know. And it's a really good story because eventually his brother comes along and like, hey, you know, I know you're trying to live on your own. Come live with me. And he ends up starting to go to school and ends up at University of Washington being an engineering student. and he tries out with a bunch of other boys for the rowing team there at University of Washington, the Huskies. And as the story goes, you know, being the JV team, they didn't want them competing against California and some of the other bigger schools.
Getting stalked.
Right. And instead, they had a great job of coming back from behind, which we've been watching rowers this week. A lot of say that for a lot of teams. And of course, they end up beating California. They end up going to Poughkeepsie to try out for the Olympic team. Whoever won got to be the Olympic team. And then once they win, they turn around, oh, we don't have any money to send you to Germany. I'm sorry, guys. It's just a really great story of people trying to do the best. And then they come back to Washington State, and then everybody starts raising money so they can all go to Germany and compete and row against Hitler's best.
And what happened?
Well, they won.
Oh, do they call it sculling or something, or no? Just rowing.
Rowing.
I thought it was called something else. Maybe the boat's called something.
Anyway, it's a great story. I mean, plus, you know, in between you have Jesse Owens making an appearance, you know, and telling them, we're not here for the Germans. We're here for the folks back home. And
it's a wonder we went over there this time. The way things are now,
you know, being in, imagine sitting there in a Coliseum and everybody's giving the Heil Hitler. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a great story.
And it's called?
It's called The Boys on the Boat.
And it's on?
I found it on, it was Prime. I watched it on Prime.
So Clooney directed?
Clooney directed it.
All right. Good job, George. All right. I need a shot for that.
Okay. This week we are doing the blue ball shot. It consists of...
I can't wait to have blue balls. I'm waiting.
There's vodka, coconut rum, curacao, peach schnapps, sweet and sour, and a little...
Kitchen sink.
little limeade soda.
It's blue. It looks like... Wait, is this the Windex shot?
Down the hatch.
You know what? That's a good summertime shot, isn't it?
Right.
Peach schnapps, though, it's hard to dull that down. That does dull it down a little bit. That's damn good. What was that called?
The blue ball shot. I guess it's for the guys who aren't getting anything the night at the bar. And they just say,
oh,
give me a blue ball.
Oh, I was thinking about being cold.
No.
Well, since I got another ball, I need another shot. All right. Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
All right, this week we were bumpered in with a band called King Hannah, formed in 2017 from Liverpool, England. King Hannah is Hannah Merrick and Craig Whittle. Now, Craig been trying to do music for a while. He saw Hannah at an open mic night one night, and he thought she was pretty cool. And then a year later, fate intervened. And Craig and Hannah ended up working at the same pub. So Craig begged and begged, and finally the two started making music. Today the song we were bumpered in with is called Davy Says, off their album Big Summer, just released earlier this year. Check out their videos, King Hannah, on YouTube. Usually when a band's just standing there pretending to play the song, it's kind of lame. But King Hannah, they do it a little bit better than the rest. The video for this Davy Says song, they just set up in this little spot where, like, you park your car. And the drummer has the prettiest blue Gretsch drum kit ever.
Are you jelly?
And Hannah has on the most hideous green sweatpants I've ever seen. And Craig likes to rock the Carhartt stocking hat. I have not seen a picture of him without that on. I guess that's his signature fashion statement. And then, so they're set up in this little area where you park. And then, like, the neighbor shows up and he's just standing there and he's kind of like jamming out. And the dude who opens the door at the beginning of it, he grabbed a can of paint at the beginning of the video. Open the door, grab the paint. And then at the end, now he comes back. He's got a paintbrush in his hand. Detail. I love how some people pay attention to detail.
If you want to see them for yourself, August 10th, they will be at Ries in Ries, Germany at the Haldren Pop Festival.
King Hannah has been around here. They've been through the States like over the last year or two doing shows with Kurt Vile and Thurston Moore. That's not bad company. Definitely a band to watch out for in the future. Check out King Hannah wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.